again, everyone. Welcome once again to the Foreigner Podcast, LTA's The Foreigner. The Foreigner by Larry Hsu, directed by Frank Pasqualino, produced by Rachel Alberts and Michelle Bell. Well, as you are listening to this podcast, The Foreigner has come to a close. We closed on Saturday, October 3rd. And I know for sure that you're listening to this after that because I'm recording it on Saturday, October 3rd. Actually, on my way to the theater. So basically, my hope is to record sort of a walkthrough of the evening for you, and then at our closing night party, get some people talking about their experiences and the fun they've had and so on and so forth. But I just want to start off by saying thank you to everybody that's listening. And as I'm driving, there's not a whole lot exciting happening, so I think I'm going to shut the recorder off for now, but we'll pick it up again as the evening goes on for our final performance. So we've arrived at the theater somewhat early. It's about 20 to 7 right now. Our call time is only 7 o'clock. Dressing room's basically empty. At least the men's dressing room's empty. The women's dressing room is almost completely full. It's half filled, actually, right now. Or unless, is Molly in here?
No,
she's not. Okay. So, we're getting ready for the show, and there's classical music playing. Oh, that was just a cell phone ringing. And this is it, closing night. Walking down backstage right now and onto the stage. And this is something I like to do before each show. I like to go down to the stage, stand on there, look out at the empty chairs, because when I'm actually on stage, I can't really do that, look out at the audience very much, because it freaks me out and it freaks them out, so you don't do it too much. But just kind of walk around the set a little bit, get accustomed to it, and get ready for the show to start, or to get ready. To get ready for the show to start. And we'll pick this up in a few moments. So part of our pre-game ritual has always been to play Nintendo DS here in the dressing room. And tonight is no different, as Nate eats his dinner.
Stuff ourselves
and,
food.
John and Michael play their DSs as we stuff ourselves full of candy.
No. John doesn't play his DS.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He plays Nate's DS. That's exactly correct. My apologies. And in addition to that, what will usually happen is that John will have a pumpkin in his mouth. Do you have a pumpkin in your mouth?
No, a cookie right now.
Oh, cookie instead. Okay.
But I got another bag of that.
Okay, thank God. Because I don't know how you would make it through this show without a bag of pumpkins. And just to be clear, these aren't actual pumpkins. These are like the... What are they called?
They're candy corn.
They're called mellow cream pumpkins.
That's not to say if we have real pumpkins, John would shove them in his mouth.
That's probably true. John's happy shoving pumpkins in his mouth. That's weird.
I'm going to be a pumpkin for Halloween, too.
Are you?
Yeah. It's
no, you're not. Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's inclusive. not like a costume. I'm going to become a pumpkin.
Oh, I see. So you're actually just going to be a pumpkin for Halloween.
That shit.
You better be careful. Well, no, so much for a clean podcast.
Yep.
Explicit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. But you're going to be a pumpkin. You should watch out, because on Halloween, somebody might carve you right up, dude.
Oh, well. Then I'd have a costume. I'd
that's true.
Then I'd be a jack-o-lantern.
Be a jack-o-lantern and a big bloody corpse is actually what you'd also be. So it's 10 after 7 right now. We're 50 minutes away from curtain. And this is what happens in the dressing room on closing night.
It's magic.
This is where the magic really happens. Okay, now it's 20 minutes to curtains, and there have been some major changes backstage. Guys, talk about some of the stuff that just happened over the last 20 minutes. 30 minutes.
We checked our props.
Yeah, we checked our props. What else?
I ate pumpkins.
He ate pumpkins. Can you believe that?
Weird.
For 30 minutes, he's been eating pumpkins and checking props.
Oh, you changed my words, sir.
When we say checking props, what we're talking about is we have to go down and make sure that all the props that we need are there and ready for us, right?
Props stands for properties.
Properties, yes. Stands
you
for properties.
You just learned yesterday.
You didn't know that? What did you think it stood for?
I just thought it was a word in and of itself, I suppose. I don't know. Huh. No, it stood for something.
Proprietary. Apple actually created the set, so you can't replace anything without going through them first.
Right. I don't think the microphone picked that up. Yeah. Well, good. So, yeah, we're getting close. 20 minutes away. Probably pretty soon. Is the director around? Have we seen the director yet?
We haven't seen him.
I don't know where the director is. Frank is usually does a little. We do a little circle thing before the shows, and I haven't seen that yet.
He's probably cooking something and it's running late.
That's true. He is providing food for the after party, because there is a closing night party tonight. Don't worry, you, the podcast listener, are invited to the closing night party, because this little recorder will be there. So, it's a tough ticket to get, though. Pretty exclusive, right, guys? I mean, it's not a whole lot of people that will be at this party.
Is that true?
Is that about right? Am I clear on all this?
Yep.
Yeah? So consider yourself lucky, podcast listeners. Because you are going to see how things really go down in the world of the theater.
You feel the energy. You feel it.
So I mentioned that we normally have a circle thing before the show starts, and we did just get out of that. We had a nice little circle up. And it's 5 minutes to curtain right now. And the tension is palpable. Oh, I hope it caught that. We have a full house tonight. Apparently people are clamoring for tickets. There's a huge wait list.
Bob Saget here?
What? Bob Saget?
Lori Loughlin? Jodie Sweetin? They're all here from Full House?
No.
Yeah!
No, I didn't mean the cast of Full House is here. I meant we have the whole... There's not an empty seat in the house. That's what I meant by Full House. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
But, you know, we've had, we've been selling out many of these nights, actually, and we were told that we sold how much of the total seats?
92%.
92% of all the seats that could have been sold during this run were sold, which I think is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I don't know what the normal numbers are here, but 92 sounds good to me.
I think for a non-musical, someone was saying... Pretty impressive.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who was that was saying that?
I don't know. Someone said
it. Was it you? Oh, okay. I thought it was you that said
that. And I agree with the person who said that.
Yeah, well, sounds impressive enough to me. So, 5 minutes, 4 minutes now, so curtain, which means 2 minutes to places. I guess that means we should go get in our places, huh?
No, John? Just getting my shoes on.
No, you're just... Okay. Because we have to spray ourselves down.
Yep.
It's because we're so damn hot.
Oh.
Is the reason we spray ourselves down before every show.
Well, at least one of us.
And now there are producers taking pictures.
That's fun. Gives me something to do. Five, final curtain.
Thank you, five.
Looks like you misestimated the time.
Misestimated.
Yeah, well, I was looking at that clock up there and it said three, but I guess now it's five.
Misestimate?
Misguesstimate is a word. I shook my head.
Just go put on the beret I like for the final show.
You know what? You know what?
There, we got that on the podcast now. We are here backstage right before the final performance. We were here right before the dress.
That's right.
John McCracken and I are here waiting to go on, waiting for the lights to go down, the announcement to play, and the audience to really get ready for what we're going to show them.
Oh, yes.
We have a great respect for our audiences.
Oh, yeah.
We have a special ritual where we sort of pray at the altar of the audience each night and make sure that they... You know, we give to them and they give to us.
Well, so we like to also gauge how funny, how well the audience is going to respond based on the funny announcement.
That's right, yeah. The announcement has a laugh line in it.
It seems to be a good barometer of how the audience is going to be.
And if they laugh, then we know we've got a good audience, or an audience that's ready to laugh.
Right, exactly.
Otherwise, we don't have a bad audience if they don't.
No, we just got to
ratchet. But it just means, we have a little bit more work to do. Not that we don't put in a lot of work every night. I mean, we work no matter what, but it's good to know where we're at. So it sounds like things are getting quieter. Are they? I thought so for a second, but I guess not.
It's not.
Mm-hmm. So this is really something, man. Every line we say now, it's the last time we say it.
I know, it is.
It's a little weird. I mean, we've done this so many times now.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little strange.
It's hard to believe it's over. It's
it's not over yet.
I believe it's almost over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is. It's tough to wrap your head around, but you know, we go out there, we give them one, we leave it all out there. You know what I mean? You save nothing for tomorrow.
Right.
Even though tomorrow we do have to strike this beautiful set, and that's going to take a long time and a lot of work. But that's okay.
Yep.
We're going to have fun. Yep. We'll sing some songs while we're doing it and play some games. Yeah. Yeah. So, what are your final thoughts before this whole thing goes down here, man?
I think you wrapped it up. You got to go out there and leave nothing behind. Leave it all out there. So.
I feel like we're talking to a sports star or the big game. Oh, so the audience is getting quiet.
You got
to
give 110%.
110%. The audience is getting quiet now. The announcement is starting to play, and I'm gonna leave this on actually until that last line comes, and we'll see how the audience reacts to it. And in case you didn't know, if you saw the show, the announcement at the beginning is being done by Molly Wise, who plays Betty Meeks. And she's in character. Okay, we got a couple laughs from a non-laugh line. It's coming up. Here it comes. No pictures, please. Here we go. People in these parts say, ain't that photogenic, so don't waste your time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we got a pretty good reaction from that, so I think we're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's shut this thing down, and I'll see. I'll see you on the other side, man.
All right.
All right, there we go. So we are at intermission, the final show, and this audience is digging this, man. They're eating it up.
Yeah.
I have to say I'm pretty impressed by them, and I think they're pretty impressed by us. Who can blame them, right? I'm a jackass. So, John, how did you feel out there? Is it going well for you?
I think it's going well. It's a good night to close.
Good night to close?
Yeah.
You're okay closing on this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you change anything up out there for last night?
A little bit.
Did you?
A little bit.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that, John. Come on. No. What'd you change?
I'd go over and diddly move. I kind of brought it more.
Yeah, you did. And you got a reaction, too?
I did
get a laugh out of that, so well done.
I wasn't even riding the coattails of another laugh.
That's
that
right.
Time ago.
Two nights in a row. And two nights in a row, they applauded her bow,
yeah,
and there was applause during the breakfast scene. So I mean, I don't know. They must have talked to Friday audience and said, "What do we do while we're there?"
Yeah.
And Friday audience said, "Applaud a lot." That's all I can. That's all I can figure out of this. But
it's going well out there.
I think it's going real well. I think it's going real well. The whole dressing room got quiet when I started to do this. So, hi everybody.
Hey!
Everyone in this room right now, besides myself, is a Klan member.
That's right.
And they play them on stage.
Oh.
No, there's a lot. There's an entire Klan in here right now. Actually, this is right. The three, four, five, six.
A formal system. We have leadership, and then what we do on stage is something completely different.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So, and the way the Klansman worked was Klansman number one was always Josh, right?
Always Josh.
Always Klansman number one.
My
but then
guy.
Klansman numbers two and three changed up from time to time. Right now in the room is
George Alberts
and
Charles Dragonette.
And there you go. So
A-team.
All right, there you go. So they're Klansman two and three tonight, but Klansman two and three on other nights have been
females.
There have been women, Klansmen, Klanswomen, I guess.
Jews.
There have been Jews, definitely.
Jew.
There you go. So it's a revolving cast of Klansmen.
It's the A-team because we can all use our voices, whereas the girls have to rely on us to be loud and vocal.
The girls aren't allowed to make noise when they come out because
no,
it sounds like girls.
High heels, but they've still done it.
Yeah. That's true. If you've been to a show, you may have noticed high heel Klan members.
Yes. And 3 weeks into it, none of us are any longer falling over our Klan robes.
Whoa, why would you say that before it actually happens? Well, you are cursed tonight. Knock on wood, sir, or Formica, or whatever that is. Well, yeah. No, it's going good. It's going real. Nate Tatro just walked in. Nate, what do you think of the show so far? How do you like the audience?
Real good.
That good, huh? Hey, what do you think? They applauded us in the breakfast scene again.
That was fun.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah.
And that was even, did you notice that part of the egg fell off my fork?
I did.
Right before we did that, it dropped into my hand and I just caught it.
You did.
Yeah, that was a good time. And I sort of messed up our thing, too.
Yeah,
I went down again when you went up because I was thinking about the fact that it fell, and I was... But they still loved it. Well, good stuff. We'll catch up with everybody, I guess, when the show is all over. Because we're about 5 minutes away from...
If you need to find me, I'll be around the Pack of Adoring Fans.
Is that what you call your alcohol now? A Pack of Adoring Fans? All right. John, it's the closing night party. It's your last chance on the podcast to say anything that you want to say to the people who listen, which is mostly the cast and crew.
Yes.
But there could be other people to listen to. What would you like to say, John?
I'd like to say this is easily the best production I've ever been part of.
Wow.
And, yeah, and it's simply a product of great people and great dedication and everyone just working together. And the level of professionalism here is uncanny. How about that?
That's pretty good, John.
Want to put that one on?
I don't know if anybody's going to top that.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
That's how I feel.
Well, it's
been a pleasure. Yeah. And this podcast has been a great way, as I think Frank put it earlier, you know, a great archive of our process here, our method, so to speak. If I were to draw a graph,
yes. What would it look like? podcast. Yeah. John.
That's a YouTube reference. Ask me about it.
YouTube. We'll ask you about it later. Thanks, John, for being on the podcast.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks.
Hey, Nicole. Come over here and talk to the podcast. Come on, Nicole. It's the last chance. This is our last podcast.
Stop saying last.
It's closing
really
night party. It's the last closing night party we'll ever have. This is your chance to say anything you want to the listeners of the podcast, which is mostly the cast and crew, remember?
Okay.
So what would you like to say, Nicole?
I would just like to say thank you to everyone for making this an amazing experience. This has been, I don't know, one of the best shows I've ever had the opportunity to do, and I've just had an amazing time, and everyone who contributed helped make it wonderful. So thanks, and I'm really going to miss you guys a lot.
Well, thank you, Nicole.
Yes.
Great job.
Yeah, you too.
Hey, Molly. Molly, come here. Come here, Molly. It's recording right now. This is the final podcast. This is your chance to say...
Didn't you see me take that wide
I did.
Turn?
I saw you try to get away, but I caught you. This is your chance to say whatever it is you'd like to say to the podcast audience.
Lordy.
So what would you like everybody to know about this?
Well, it was a heck of a run, and we all wept on stage in the appropriate places.
We think,
we hope. And I had a chance to dab my eyes when I came back on in the appropriate places. But it's really, I don't want to think about it because I know in about 3 days I'll be despondent and probably require drugs or alcohol.
Wow, great. Well, you heard the pop
sound
report.
Effects. Perfect.
Alcohol is set to go.
That must have been our sound design.
That must have been.
That.
It must have been.
I'm looking forward to fetting some of the people that helped because they're like battalions up from here tonight. And we get to say thank you to everybody. But, I mean, can you believe Little Theater of Alexandria and what a treat it is to work here?
It's just a blast every time.
Oof.
Yeah.
I'm spoiled.
It is. It's spoiling. Unfortunately,
totally.
You can't.
I'm rotten now.
Where else are you gonna go?
Nowhere.
Do shows like this?
Nowhere.
Yeah.
That's it. We're cooked.
Yep. It's true. Well, thank you, Molly. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Enjoyed the podcast.
You have?
I've listened to everyone. And Martin, who brought the berets from England for
yeah,
you guys?
Yes.
He's the England. When you see the Great Britain.
Oh, yes.
Hit,
I did
that
see.
That is him.
I see.
He is checking out each and every one.
And who is this that's speaking right now?
Michelle Bella, one of the producers.
Ah, one of the producers. Well, Michelle, this is the final podcast. This is an opportunity for you to say whatever you'd like to say to our listening audience. What would you like to tell them? Or what would you like to... Most of the people that listen are people involved in the show. So what would you like to tell the people who are involved in the show?
I would like to tell the people involved in the show that this has been probably my best theatrical experience in the 9 years that I've been doing theater in Virginia.
Wow.
And I have been to a lot of theaters. I've worked with a lot of people that are involved here and not. And it has been outstanding. The cast and the crew have made this the easiest and most enjoyable experience that I can have. I hope I get to see you guys again, whether I get to work with you or on stage.
Yeah, I hope so too. Wow.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. And we're also here with
Michael Reed.
And Michael, now you got some big shoes to fill there.
I can't say, I don't know, I'm not that eloquent.
Michael,
no.
We love you. Oh, thank you. I hope that's edited.
happen.
Neither of those were women.
Although, good Lord, they're trying. Anyway. No, actually, can't argue with results. Can't argue. 92% sellout.
Yeah.
The word of mouth. Great reviews. Great audiences. Great audiences. Even on, like, Wednesdays.
Yeah.
To have a like really reactive audience in the middle of the week is wonderful. And it's just, you know, it's really fun to have a show that's for a bunch of people to work that hard and to have it appreciated.
Yeah.
Because I've worked my ass off on shows that no one cares about. And it's really...
It's no fun.
But then something like this comes along, everyone works hard, everyone has a blast. And it was great, so it was a lot of fun. Very, very... I've been drinking.
That's okay. That's good.
No, it was a great time. It really was. And I worked with some really great people. People I've seen before but never met. And all this good stuff.
Well, excellent.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Michael.
No, you're very
appreciate
welcome.
It. Really appreciate it. Lauren, come here. Lauren, come here. Talk to us. Talk to us about, this is the final podcast. This is your last chance to say whatever it is you want to say to, well, basically the people who listen to this are the people who work on the show. So what would you like to say to yourself and to everybody else who worked on the show?
This has been a really awesome production. I think everyone should be really proud of themselves. And everyone's worked really hard. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm really going to miss it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be sad.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
David, come here.
Oh, yes.
David James.
Yes.
Owen Musser himself.
Owen Musser.
Owen, we're recording here for the final podcast.
Okay.
And I'd like to find out what would you like to say to our listening audience, who is basically the people in this room?
Well, if that's just the case, nothing more, and I'm sure it is more than that.
Well.
And if it isn't, it should be. I would want to say thank you very much for the opportunity to do what I love doing the most, and the support that everyone gave me, and the chance to do something when I'd been out of it for a while, and I had a wonderful experience. And I've said it before, I've been humbled to work with such a cast, and I don't say that just to make it sound good. Truly, this is one of the most complete projects I have ever worked on, from the lights to the set to the director to the actors I work with. Anybody knows anything about actors, you cannot do it by yourself. You can be Sir Laurence Olivier, but if you're working with Dane Cook,
not a fan, eh?
Not a fan. You're not going to come off that well. And I want to thank my other fellow actors for working as hard as they worked on their characters, which enabled me to be truer to my character. And I'm sure you're aware of it. Your role is paramount to the show. We orbit around you, and I know that you're looking for your actors to be professional and to give and give a lot, because it's mostly, from your standpoint, reactions.
And,
love you too, pumpkin face. Pumpkin.
Pumpkin face. Nice.
Bet you do. But I just hope I get a chance to work with some of these people again, and Matthew, as I get it, was a pleasure and honor working with you.
Well, you too, sir.
You really too. Was. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Klansman.
Yes, sir.
Couple Klansmen here. Specifically, we're talking with
Klansman 3,
who is
Charles Dragonhead,
and
Josh Richards, and numero uno.
And guys, this is the final podcast we're recording right now, and this is your opportunity to, you guys haven't been on the podcast up until this episode, right?
Right, I think we're locked in our dressing room.
Right, dressing room during this episode. So you have an opportunity now to say whatever it is you'd like to say to the podcast audience, which is basically the people in this room around you right now. So what would you, if you had to say anything, what would you guys like to say?
Well, I think we hate a lot of things, but people of other races isn't one of them. We were just very convincing actors on stage. So we are very, very loving people.
Okay.
But I hate things like traffic, grocery store lines, but I'm not going to put on a hood for that.
So right.
I guess those are my sentiments.
That's all you have to say. Right. After this whole run, all you want to say is you don't hate people of other races.
And it was amazing to work with everyone in the cast, and they're so good, and they're great actors, and oh my God, they're so really, 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 really good.
Oh, okay.
You're awesome, too.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
Appreciate that. Anything from you, Charles?
It scared me every night when I was on stage and you turned around and looked at me like you were going to break into tears.
My God. Seriously.
Well, I tried.
It was like, yeah, we're going too far. We're really pushing it too hard.
No, it's well. It's well done. Well done.
Yeah. This was a fun show.
Yes.
And I've never seen it put the lights in my eyes before. I've always been hiding in the dark, so stage managing is a whole lot different from being out there, and I may not want to go back.
Oh, all right. Well.
And considering the last play I've seen was High Schoolers, seeing everyone on this stage was absolutely amazing. Just the versatility and the professionalism I thought was pretty astounding. I don't like to get serious too much, but I got to give a shout out to all the cast members because you guys were amazing. You could have been paid professionals on Broadway. Kudos.
Well, oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I don't know about paid professionals.
Yeah.
Maybe like, you know, professionals that come off the street or something like that.
You were thinking more just acclaimed professionals.
Yeah, exactly right. Acclaimed. Precisely. Frank! Come and talk to the podcast, Frank.
Oh.
It's the last podcast. Podcast number 7, final podcast.
The iCast.
And it's the iCast. I'm going around, I'm getting people to say what it is they'd like to say as their final message to all the listeners, and which is basically everyone in this room. So Frank, what would you like to say?
So what I would like to say, for those of you who did not see The Foreigner.
You think there are people listening to this and did not see The Foreigner?
Yeah, because they laid a dollar short.
Ah, yes, yes.
You missed one hell of a show. For those of you who did see The Foreigner, thank you for your support.
Oh, good job, Bartles.
See, I don't know what else to say.
Nothing else to say?
I'm full of emotion.
Yeah, it's an emotional moment.
It is.
We started this at the end of July.
Right.
You started even before that.
Yeah, we started rehearsal in the summer. It's now the autumn.
Yeah, it's October, for God's sake.
So, I mean, it takes time, and it's a dedication of all the people involved, and it really did show. I mean, it was, I said it before, and I'll say it again, it's one of the best shows I've ever seen done.
Yeah, and
I'm talking about the cast.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think everybody did a fantastic job, and I know that personally, right when we started rehearsals for this, I moved into a new apartment, and over the time since we started till now, the apartment has kind of become my home. You know, at first it wasn't, because you got to get used to it and stuff like that, but it's weird, also, this place has kind of become my home over the past, you know, 3 months.
So. It does, because, again, we have spoken for LTA. But, I mean, good Lord, treated like royalty.
Like kings. Not a word spoken, nor a word required.
That's right.
Yeah. Nate, we're recording this for the final podcast. Is there something you'd like to say as your last thing to say to the podcast audience, which is basically the people of this room?
I'm looking around.
Thank you. The good narration.
No, I'm happy to have done yet another show with Frank. It's my 4th show. So the next show, I'm pretty sure we're writing together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's all in Esperanto.
Oh, wow.
So,
you and William Shatner will do great together.
I know. He's actually going to be guesting. You know, he'll have a cameo.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, a day player. That's what he is.
Right.
What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, Nicole is back. We're trying to get Nate's last hurrah for the podcast here. And he's being jovial.
Merducci Omni.
Good Lord. Nate, is there anything you want to say to these people? Anything meaningful?
All 10 of you, thanks for listening.
There you go. Thank you. That's exactly what I was hoping for. And stuff like that. So now we're here with
Rachel,
who is
one of the producers.
That's right. And Rachel, this is our final podcast. So we're asking people if they've got anything they'd like to say, some final words to the cast and crew, to the listeners of the podcast, anything you'd like to say.
I have to say, this was the most easygoing cast the least problems of any show I have ever worked on.
Wow.
No one got sick. No one was calling me with all sorts of issues. It was pretty issue-free, I think.
Oh, don't worry. The cast has issues.
Oh, well. Yeah. But
we just didn't bring them up.
And they didn't call me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
So for that, it was just a joy. It really was. Yeah. From beginning to end, it was just very, very smooth, very calm.
Wow.
It's because you're so calm.
Excellent. Yeah, that's right.
Well,
you take everything in stride, so it's easy to be calm around you.
Well, I appreciate that. But really, it was. I mean, everybody did their job all the time, and that really made a big difference.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of stuck on this, like, small cast thing now.
That's kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
It's easy to keep track of.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, everybody in the cast could fit in my car. That was really impressive.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Did we try to? Okay, because I was going to say, I don't remember doing that.
But it's an option.
Okay, right. You know? If we needed to, we could have.
And that's a good thing.
I got you. Yeah, no, I agree. It's a great thing. I like the small cast. It, you certainly feel closer to everyone.
Yeah.
Instead of like having little cliques form and, you know, people only know people, you feel close to everybody because you don't have a choice.
It's very obvious that everybody feels very comfortable with one another, too. And
yeah.
While that always happens anyway on some level, mm-hmm. with every show,
yeah.
There wasn't a great division between cast and crew. Everybody kind of moved in and out. Everyone was very gracious.
Yeah.
Just like beginning to end.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
I totally agree. I think it was, honestly, I mean, people keep saying on here, I keep asking people, and people keep saying this is the best experience I've had in theater and things like that, and I couldn't agree more. When I did this show in college, I loved it. I loved this show, and I always thought about it, and I always came back to it, and I'd watch the video from time to time because I loved this show. Yeah, I know. That's how. But this topped it. I mean, this is definitely my top theater experience. There's no doubt. There's no doubt because the cast, the crew, the audiences that were just unbelievable. I mean, that working in this space is, you can't top it. You just can't top it. And you know what's really incredible? I was thinking about this earlier today. Was professional actors do this for their job, and when it's your job to act, it becomes a little like, I gotta go to work. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta go and do this. I gotta go and do that. But we were all here voluntarily, and I think that really makes it better. It makes it, you know what I mean? We all feel closer because we're here voluntarily. They made you come here? They made you do this?
Well, it was either that or jail time.
Oh, our director, everybody.
Another objection from Frank.
That's right.
Every second of it.
That's right. He did love every second of it.
And you know what? And so much of it really belongs to him.
It does.
What we do, what the producers and directors do, is so much before you all even show up.
Right.
And a lot of times, that can be a contentious relationship, and it just
sure.
never was.
Never was.
It
yeah.
never was. And he did all his homework, and we did all ours, and it all worked.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy. There's
and
no doubt.
Follow him anywhere.
Yeah.
Definitely up to mischief.
Yeah, well, mischief, yeah. Who can blame him? Well, thank you very much, Rachel. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Anytime. Anytime. Write that down.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like that's about it for The Foreigner and for our podcast. Of course, we want to say thank you to everyone who was involved in this show. Just as a reminder, the producers were Rachel Alberts and Michelle Bell, director Frank Pasqualino, assistant producer Annie Vroom, stage managers Kira Simon and Lauren Miller, assistant stage manager Jim Hutzler, set design by Aaron Cumbo, set construction by Chris Feldman, set painting by Aaron Cumbo, costume design by Gene Schlichting and Kit Sibley, wardrobe by Margaret Snow, props by Bobby Herbst and Donna Reynolds, set dressing by Jeffrey Stevenson, sound design by David Correa, lighting design Franklin Coleman, master electrician Eileen Doherty, makeup and hair design by Susan Braun, rigging by Russell Wyland, audition table run by Robin Parker, Margaret Snow, Annie Vroom, and Bobby Herbst, photographer Shane Canfield. The double deck dinner was prepared by Michelle Bell and Bob Bell, and the opening night party was run by Jim Carmalt. Of course, a big thank you to the entire cast of The Foreigner as well. Froggy Lasore, played by John McCracken. Betty Meeks, by Molly Wise. Reverend David Marshall Lee by Michael Reed, Catherine Sims by Nicole Gayden, Owen Musser by David James, Ellard Sims by Nathan Tatro, and then of course there were the Klansmen and townspeople, George Alberts, Michelle Bell, Angela Bellis, Charlie Dragonette, Zach Frank, Jim Hutzler, J.J. Stinson, and Emma Vroom. We want to say thank you, of course, to all of you who came out to see the show and all of you who are listening to this podcast and have listened to the podcast at all. This about wraps it up. You never know when we might have another reunion podcast, so make sure that you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. You can look us up on LTA's The Foreigner. You should be able to find us in iTunes there in the store. And it's been a real pleasure to do this podcast for you and to do this entire show. So for this podcast, for LTA's The Foreigner, this is Matt Hartman, who played Charlie Baker, signing off. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye. Feeling.